Hello, on this new moon day. I hadn't realized I'd scheduled the body talk session for the new moon day, the day of the new moon. And new moon is always around, it's the beginning of a new lunar cycle, and it's a good time to plant intentions or set intentions, plant seeds for what you'd like to come to fruition in the next lunar cycle or in time to come. And the focus on this session is around being able to surrender and accept everything as it is at this point in time. So perhaps that could be an intention for the next lunar cycle. And on that note, just keep watching my Facebook page and your inbox, because I'm going to be sharing a cyclical planner that I have created. And it is a wonderful way to learn when to use your energy and when to rest, and it helps you to leverage that energy and also to get the most out of your rest, so that you've got more energy to use instead of burning yourself out 24/7, 365. All right, it's a very very useful system to follow. Okay, so this session, when I tuned into the group, I so it was as if everyone was just running in different directions with a sense of panic. And I felt into this experience of the stress activation of fight and flight, and where we are either going to run, or we're going to be numb and be frozen. But what we're being called to at this point in time is, because we are feeling frozen and trapped, especially through lockdown and powerlessness, there's this desire to want to run and to flee this experience, but we're being asked to actually just be in it as it is. So what's coming up is a sense of resistance. This running is also like resistance to the situation. So the belief systems are things like, it can't be like this, and this is not good. I had an image of the phrase that came up was, the ship is sailing. I had an image of like one person tugging on the anchor rope of a ship, this massive big ship, and trying to stop it. And of course, it's pointless, you know, it's impossible. So this idea that the ship is sailing, it's gone, and the direction that we're going, that's where we're going. But we also have no idea where that is. We just often will resist it because it's different and it's unknown, but it doesn't mean that it's bad. Okay. And what's coming up also, I'm feeling, is that for a lot of people, there's this trust, being able to trust life. And to the degree that you've experienced unpredictability and trauma in your childhood will determine your ability to just accept and trust life, and trust that even though on the surface things may not look so great, that there is a bigger picture in play here. And then finally, what came up for me was this, the idea of the peace dove bringing an olive branch. And it was interesting because the other day I was reading the Bible to my children of Easter, and we read the story of Noah. And again, the ship came in, being on his big boat in the middle of this massive ocean of water, not knowing how long he's going to be stranded there. And I thought, this is so ironic because it's so similar to lockdown. All of us locked, all of us stuck in our boat floating in the ocean with no sight of land. And then the peace dove, or the dove, comes back with a branch because the dove has found land. And the idea of just with this feeling, like, just please trust that you might feel like you're busy floating in this boat in the middle of an ocean, you have no idea where you're going, to please just trust this process, to trust that it's going to be okay and that we are going to see land soon. All right. Then the session itself, the focus first was on time consciousness, with the idea of having of being very goal oriented. So this is when it's basically around expectations and being very driven around believing we need to achieve certain things. And we're working with this idea of having to fulfill time, and time is very linear, and therefore we're going from here to there, and I need to get this done. So there's an urgency and a drivenness about it. And this is coming up a lot more for people now, because when we're feeling powerless, we then try and exert control more and try and control our situation, because it helps us to feel more capable and in control. And what it does is it actually restricts our ability to just flow with life and to allow life to flow through us. So we're anchoring that back to the heart, your truth, to enable you to be with time in a way where you can just allow things to unfold rather than trying to enforce what you feel needs to happen within time. Linking that to the time consciousness of mortality as well. So this is again that idea of that linear time and scarcity of time. So this focus on time is running out. And so again, just watch out for this cyclical planner that I'm going to be sharing with you all, because it's very much around working within cycles where there is no end, and there's every beginning, every end is a new beginning. It's just we're going around in cycles. It's a very different way of doing time. Okay, so that'll be working around time consciousness, linking that then with the fear of not being able to meet expectations. So many of us have had ideas of what we wanted to do, and all of those have been put on hold. And in fact, our lives have been turned upside down for the most part. And then also bringing in the work of resistance. So how much energy it takes to resist how things are flowing and unfolding. So it's that trying to pull that ship back. And also what came up here was just a lot of grief and loss around these expectations, around our ideas of what should happen and how things should be. And then bringing in disassociating the influence of Saturn, or the characteristic of Saturn around being kind of restrictions and limitations. So I think of it as a handbrake. So just how our expectations and our ideas about what we should be doing and how we should be doing and what we should be achieving limit us and restrict our ability to just be with what is as it is, which will often enable so much more to be born and to be rebirthed through the experience, and our own growth and awakening can happen as well. Okay, parallel to that, I had to work with a co-cycle of the Chinese elements. Now, the co-cycle is it's a cycle in which one element controls another element but is controlled by another element. So, for instance, let me quickly get this right. So, fire can control metal but is controlled by water. Wood can control earth, but it is controlled by water. So I'm getting this mixed up now. But it's the idea that every element is controlled by one element, which is we'd call it the mother, and it controls another element, which is the child. Okay, yeah, that's it. So wood controls earth, but earth controls water. So earth can direct water, and wood can hold earth together. So fire can control, can burn metal, but water can put fire out. So water controls fire, but fire controls metal. So it's this idea of, it's almost cycles as well, endings, beginnings, polarities, control, surrender. So there's this pattern of always working between these polarities of controlling and surrendering. And that's how life is. We can't always be in control. Then linking that to balancing everyone to the environmental experience of the way that the world is right now, the experience of the world as it is. And then finally bringing in our survival instinct and how this is impacting us, to the point that we tend to then go into hindbrain, or like the primitive brain, where we want to go into resistance and fight, and it's also an ego response of I'd like to call it almost a lower response of just doing whatever you have to do to have your needs met. But it's it then prevents us from going into a space of trusting and allowing for higher needs and consciousness to grow. So I truly believe that this experience, if used consciously, can enable a huge amount of growth. I've been experiencing it myself. I've seen it in my clients. It triggers all of our wounds. It shows us our shadows. We've got nowhere to go. We have to face ourselves. For many people, there's no escaping because you're stuck. Maybe you don't have any alcohol. People have run out of cigarettes. Like, all the coping mechanisms, the defense mechanisms have been stripped away. We're literally having to face ourselves and face our wounding, and it's a wonderful opportunity, actually wonderful, may not feel like it, but it is, to just embrace the shadow and to be with yourself fully, because it's if we can hold and face the fear and realize that it's actually okay, then we can start to also experience the joy of life as well, all right? And the fullness of being, we can live in our truth. So this is a very, very interesting time. And then we worked with nerve supply to the pituitary, to, from, and within the pituitary gland, with a consciousness there on feminine energy, linking that to bringing in the characteristic of Venus, of the femininity of Venus. And working with the concept of being empowered through surrendering. So this goes back to also, if you can allow yourself to embrace the experience of being powerless, you will find power. Because we actually become empowered through just surrendering into being completely powerless. And that is where you realize that you are actually okay, that the world has not fallen apart, and that's when all sorts of amazing flow can happen in your life. But it's very scary to allow yourself to do that. I'm going to honor it and acknowledge that for everyone, that the process is hard, but it is a very beneficial one. So then I brought in the fear of darkness, or the fear of the unknown. This is also the feminine. The feminine is the darkness. It's the unknown. It's the new moon. The new moon is the dark time, whereas the full moon is the bright time. It's more masculine. It's more out there and more bright. So people are afraid of dark, and we're being called to just sit with this darkness now and to trust this process of rebirthing into whatever's coming through. And then I had to work with everyone just aligning the blueprints of the left and right hemispheres of the brain. So for some of you, I'd have to move the right slightly forward and the left slightly back. And for others, it's the other way around. So I did both. Whichever is relevant to you is the one that's going to happen. And interestingly, the right and the left hemispheres represent the feminine and the masculine as well. So this too is about balancing the feminine and the masculine, being able to hold the light and the dark, being able to hold feeling in control and being and surrendering deeply. It's all of these polarities we're being asked to be with at this time. All right, please can you tap out your cortices for 4 days to help integrate the session? The link will be on the same page with this feedback. And just go very gently. Okay, this is a really, truly unprecedented time. And if you cannot give yourself permission to go easy on yourself now, then when are you ever going to give yourself permission to go easy on yourself? All right. Wishing you all the best.